had it in. In a Sefer Torah, you don't need sirtut on every line. We assume in the mezuzah you need sirtut on every line. The Rambam has a line, you don't need sirtut on every line in tefillin, because the tefillin are sewed together, it's covered up. So apparently that explanation doesn't say anything more. That's Shubas HaGoinim, they write like that. The reason why tefillin doesn't need sirtut every line, because it's not neat on the kriya. Because the tefillin are sewed up, you don't read it. So the mezuzah is also rolled up. It's also not neat on the kriya. That's a question. The Gemara says when you put up a mezuzah, you roll it up. And you roll it misofa l'tchilosa. You don't roll it l'tchilosa. So you roll it when you start unrolling the mezuzah, the first thing that hits your eye is Shema, not Echad. If they roll it like that. So now a lot of people hang up the mezuzah, they put it on their place and cover it. They don't roll it up at all. They just have it and it's exposed. So that's a question. Are you yotze the din of mezuzah? So Rav Soloveitchik taught you're not yotze. He taught the Gemara says he's supposed to roll it. That's a din ma'akev. It's ma'akev. Gemara doesn't have any pasuk though. Gemara doesn't say it's halacha moshim sina. But Rav Soloveitchik used to assume any din in the Gemara, if it doesn't say explicitly one way or the other, you should assume that it's a din deraisa. We spoke about this recently. We spoke with one of the groups. The Mishnah Berurah and Chelukah, the different volumes of the Mishnah Berurah were written by different members of the family. The three volumes of the Kol Kisvei HaChafetz Chaim, one of the books that they have is a biography of the Chafetz Chaim that's written by one of his sons. So he writes that it was a family project, and he said, I wrote this section, my uncle wrote the other section, and that's why there's a stira between what I wrote and my uncle wrote. His father, the Chafetz Chaim, was the general editor of the whole project, but he didn't write every word in the Mishnah Berurah. In fact, now the communist government confiscated much of the libraries of Chabad. Lubavitch was a lot of times in Russia, so they were requesting for many years. They were requesting of the Russian government they should give them back all of the books from the Lubavitch library from Europe. So after many years, they gave them back. They still didn't get back everything. They gave them back and gave them back things that never belonged to them in the first place. So Chabad has at 770, they have the original manuscript of the Mishnah Berurah that was submitted to the printer when they were going to print the Mishnah Berurah. So it's written in different handwritings. Different parts are written in different handwritings and people in different coloring. And then people say that they know which is the handwriting of the Chafetz Chaim. They say that every so often there's a Bir Halacha, there's a Mishnah Berurah, so the Chafetz Chaim would write another line at the end. He would give a maskana. But most of it was written by different members of the family. He was a general editor. He would learn with everyone. They learned together. So the first volume of the Mishnah Berurah is not as strong as the other volumes. It's just like you put together the Behaita with the Shari Tshuva and a little bit more. It's just a glorified Shari Tshuva. The other parts of Mishnah Berurah, Yabir Alochi, he reverses the Psak HaMakubal for centuries. Reverses the Psak a lot of times. The first Chelik is not. So in the first Chelik, the Mishnah Berurah will often quote things from the Prima Godim, and the Prima Godim goes with this attitude. Any din in the Gemara, you have to ascertain first, is it a din deraisa, a din derabbanan? If it's a din deraisa, what's the pasuk? And based, depending on what the pasuk is, that'll determine what the nature of the din is. If you learn it out from this pasuk, it's a din in the Gabri. If you learn it out from that pasuk, it's a din in the Chepta, whatever. It'll be different a lot of times. Fine. But the Prima Godim goes with this attitude. If you don't have a pasuk, he assumes it's only a din derabbanan. Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of that. Rav Soloveitchik always assumed the opposite. Unless you have a raya from the Gemara, unless you have a hechrich that it's a din derabbanan, you should always assume that everything is a din deraisa. A lot of times Rav Soloveitchik would break his head. How does this fit? The Chazon Ish says, yeah, it's only a din derabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik probably assumed everything in the Mishnah, so everything is a din deraisa. Unless mamash you have a raya, so the Chazon Ish would easier. It's a din derabbanan, you don't have to break your head so much. So So again, what are we learning here? Yeah, so the Gemara said you roll the mezuzah and you sofo the chilosa. Now, so Rechik thought that's the way to fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah. He thought if you don't roll the mezuzah, you have it flat and you have it covered and they expose it with a clear plastic or something. He thought that you're not yotze the mitzvah. One of the other Talmid HaChachamim who passed away already years ago wrote about this issue also. He writes, he thinks it's against the minig. You see, clearly from the Gemara, they used to roll out the mezuzah, so he said it's not right to have a mezuzah like that. He thought you're yotze, but it's against the minig. So Hashem thought that you're not yotze. So again, if you hold that you can really be yotze the mitzvah mezuzah, even if it's flat, it's not sewn up, it's not covered, then you understand this right, that the mezuzah, the tefillin, you don't need sirtet on every line, because it's covered up. You got the Rama got it from the Tshuva Sagoyim. So since it's not neat on the Kriya, so it doesn't have to be so neat, it doesn't have to be so fancy, so you don't need sirtet on every line. Masha'enikain is Sefer Torah, or Masha'enikain, Sefer Torah is amid the Kriya, or Masha'enikain mezuzah, even though the meaning is that we do roll it up, then maybe he holds that it is amid the Kriya. That's why you need sirtet on every line. So that's questionable. That's questionable. Anyway, it says in the Rama that. So we assume that strictly speaking, as Sefer Torah doesn't really need. It's a question whether he really needs sirtet on every line in a Sefer Torah. And a mezuzah you need on every line, and tefillin you don't need sirtet on every line. Just need the sirgul, the four lines. And Sefer Torah is a question. Rashi and Tesis. Machlek this Rashi and Tesis whether he needs sirtet on every line. So the Gemara is talking over here, you have the four line, the outline. Not suit on every line, just the outline. So you should try to have everything. You shouldn't have letters sticking out of the margin. So what happens if you have a word? The Gemara said you have a word that has five letters in it, and three of the five letters. You shouldn't write the word in such a way that three out of the five letters will be sticking out of the box, and only two letters will be in the rectangle. That's not nice. So try to see to it that three of the five letters should be in the box. That's the last two lines. Amam and Amalach. The Zam lo letevi bas chamish alich. The Stein b'toch adav v'sholosh chutz ledav, outside of the margin. But you should do three letters in the margin and two letters out of the margin. What if you have to write a word S or Bain or Bas or Abba, Haim or something? The whole word only has two letters. So that's not right. The Zam lo letevi bas chamish alich. You shouldn't put it outside. The whole word is going to be out of the margin. That's not nice. If you have five letters in the word, if three out of the five letters are in the margin, two are out, then it's okay. But to have a whole word with two letters, that shouldn't be outside of the margin. Fine. That's the Pashim Shai. But that's problematic on the third line on Laman Bay. Chayze v'kayze v'tchilas ha-shita. What do you mean chayze v'kayze? We didn't write anything before. What is it? He has a word, Bashtei Oisius, Lo Yikanabe Rashid. We shouldn't write the two letters. The two letters are a whole word. How can it be? So that's what the Shit Mukubetz's quotes of Lezami Migar Maizen. He's bothered with the word Chayzer Kaisen. So he suggests a fantastic Mechudit Digabshan. If Nizdam Nolo, the second line, it doesn't mean that you want to write the word bain, bas, es, of, aim. No. He says, let's say you're writing the word Abraham. So you're going to write Aleph, Beis, Reish. How many letters are Aleph, Beis, Reish? Amen. Five letters, right? So based on what we said in Amalal, you should be able to write three letters in the margin and two letters out of the margin. But the last two letters of Abraham are not a word, but they could constitute hey. The letters hey man, in a different context, would be a word. So even though you're writing Abraham, and three letters of Abraham are in the margin, only two letters are going to be out. But since the two letters hey mem constitute a word bifnei atzmai, so he wrote Abraham over there. So that's what the brisa means. The last two letters of the five letter word, this line is damnala as a hemshach. What happened before is damnala. He has a word that has five letters, and he wrote three letters in the margin. and 2 letters out of the margin, that's normally acceptable. But if the 2 letters out of the margin can exist independently as a separate word, then you shouldn't do like that. So what should you do? You should rewrite the whole word on the next line. In English, we would write a hyphen. What would we write? We'd write alt base resh on the end of one line and write hey name on the next line. Apparently, that doesn't go in the Sefer Torah. You don't write half a word on one line, half a word on the other line, in the Hebrew language. Or at least in the Sefer Torah, you don't do like that. So then he says, that he wrote Abraham like that. 3 letters in the margin, 2 out of line. So you start to write the whole word Abraham all over again in the next line. And what do you do with the word Abraham that you left before? So that's why yesterday we spoke about the Rambam who wrote the Chiddush, that just like if you have Chiddush number 1, Sefer Torah, Shechazer Isachas is possible, that was a Chiddush in its own. The Ramban, we said, Haknamet is Kam Terechonish, quotes that from the Zohar. But the Ritva and the Chuvis quotes the Balei HaTosfos were only possible. Sefer Torah, Shechazer Yiriyah Achas, that's the Gemara getting, missing Yiriyah, meaning from the Tefirah to the Tefirah, missing a few columns. Basically, a few columns in Vayikra, and we're going to learn in Dvarim, so it should be good. So that's what the Gemara says, you can't learn. But Chasar Isach is going to Tosfos, it's not a problem. So we don't follow that Tosfos, we follow the Rambam and the Ramban. So then the Rambam adds a Chiddush on top of that. If it has an extra letter, Yesekinatol Dami, that's what he mentioned. Yesekinatol Dami is a phrase that appears in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shreifos. It's a rule of biology. Some organs, if you have an animal with 2 hearts, that's equivalent to an animal that's missing a heart. If you have an animal with 3 kidneys, it's like an animal that's missing a kidney. So sometimes that would be relevant in Hilchos Treifos. If it's missing an organ, it'll be a treifos. So even if it has an extra organ like that, yes, it cannot. Here the Rama has yes, it cannot. So we say, where did the Rama get this idea from? That yes, it cannot applies to the Sefer Torah. We explain it's based on the Gemara and Megillah. That if you lay Megillah B'tzibur, if you have 10 people listening, you can't lay the Megillah Haksuv Ben Haksuvim, because only Megillah Sesta has the status of a Sefer Abris. The rest of the Sfarim and Tanakh, the Chamishuchim Shetarah Sefer Abris, originally the Sefer Abris was only from Bereishis till Mishpatim. Then after the end of the 40 years, the Sefer Abris changed. Sefer Abris means the Chamishuchim Shetarah. And that's why the Chacham said the Gemara in Gittin that when you learn Kriya Satayra, you have to learn Mitoch Haksav. So if you have a Sefer Dvarim, that's a Sefer Shalom of Dvarim. So you should be able to learn Parshas Dvarim. If you only have a Parshas Dvarim, you have parchment and you have Parshas Dvarim written. If you learn Parshas Dvarim, that's called Kriya Baal Peh. It's only called Kriya Mitoch Haksav if you have a Sefer Shalom. If you don't have a Sefer Shalom, that's Kriya Baal Peh. That's like learning from a Pintad Chumash, like learning Baal Peh. So that doesn't count. But even if you have a Sefer Shalom, the Gemara had a Shaila and Gittin, can you learn from Chumashim? Chumashim doesn't mean Pinter Chumashim, means it's a Sefer Shalom of Dvarim. It doesn't just have Parshas Dvarim, it has the whole Chumash Dvarim. So it's Kri Meter Chaksav, but it's not a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, we shouldn't learn from Chumashim. Why? Because the Bris, because the whole Chamish Shulchem Shetorah, at the end of the Abayim Shon Amid, but the whole Chamish Shulchem Shetorah were declared by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Sefer Abris. At the time of Har Sinai, the rest wasn't written yet, so the Sefer Abris was just from Bereishis till Mishpatim. At the end of the Abayim Shon, so the Sefer Abris now consists of the Chamish Shulchem Shetorah. So when you made with Tzibur, the Bris was made with the Tzibur, the Bris wasn't made with Yechidim. We have to belong to the Tzibur. We shouldn't be Parish Men HaTzibur. Because the bris was made with the tzibur. So just like Kriyas HaTorah should be from a Sefer Torah Shalem, if they cover that tzibur, doesn't mean that it looks as if they can't afford to have a tzibur. Doesn't mean that it's a bizarre for them. It means cover that tzibur means the bris was made with the tzibur, so the tzibur should have Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer HaBris. So too, the Megillah says there is a Sefer HaBris, and the bris was made with the tzibur, because it was a new Kabbalah HaTorah, they had tzibur. When the Yochid converts and he's mekabel Torah, you don't have to have, you need Mila and Tvila and Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah, but you don't need Kriya from a Sefer HaBris. When a Goy converts, we don't blame Kriya Sal Torah. But when the old Tzibur is mekabel Torah, then just like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had Kriya from a Sefer HaBris, so too on Purim, there was Kima of the Kibbalah, there's another Kriya Sal Torah, there was another Kabbalah Sal Torah. The Nebi says in mekabel Torah Shalom Pes, so you need a Kriya from a new Sefer HaBris. The new Sefer HaBris is the Megillah Sester. So if you learn Betzibur, if you have a Megillah Aksuvim Ben Aksuvim, say yes, it cannot hold on. Since the other Sifrei Aksuvim, Megillah Aksuvim Ben Aksuvim, you have, let's say, all the Chamish Megillahs together in one cloth. The other four Megillahs are not, don't have that status of Sefer Biz. So that pulls down the status of the Megillah Esther, because yes, it cannot hold on. Since the others are not a Sefer Biz, even the Megillah Esther should have been a Sefer Biz, it loses its status. That's probably where the Rambam got it from, this idea that yes, it can have done. There's something extra. The Gemara has a machlokes satanaim in Baba Basra and Daf Tezvav. The Gemara lists off what are the 24 Sifrei HaTanakh, who wrote each one of the Svarim. The Gemara has machlokes ameh nachachamim. Is it permissible to write Bikricha Achas, the whole Tanakh? So we paskin it is permissible. Why should it not be permissible? The Gemara doesn't explain what's the issue. So when you look in the Rambam, you can understand what the issue was. The Rambam says if you have the whole Tanakh, Bikricha Achas, it's permissible. The one plot keeps on going, but it doesn't have the status of a Sefer Torah. It's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. Why? Because the Chamishah says that there is a Sefer Torah. Yeshua Shavtim Shul Malachim Yeshua Divra Yomim, that's other Kisra HaKadosh. That's not Sefer Abris. So we say yes, it cannot hold on. Since the other Svarim are together with the Chamish Shulchan Torah, so the Chamish Shulchan Torah only has a din of Torah Shebichsav. It's not considered like Leini Balpeh, but it's not a Sefer Abris. You're not allowed to use it for Kriyas HaTorah. The Rambam says din of Kilchamashim. Even though you have all the Chamish Shulchan Torah, but because you have so much more, you say yes, it cannot hold on. It pulls down the status of the Sefer Abris. So that's probably the reason why there was one Tana, Rameh, who was on the opinion, they're not allowed to put together. They're not allowed to write the Kriach Achas, the whole Tanakh, the Kriach Achas. Why? You're going to have Chamish Shulchan Torah, and it's not going to have this, you're pulling down the level of the Kedusha by attaching it with Yeshua Shoftim and Shmuel and everything else. It's only the Chamish Shulchan Torah have the din of Sefer Abris, and the others don't. Okay, so that's what we discussed the other day. So here, this Rav Lezer Migar Meiser, he seems to learn pshat. You wrote the word Abraham, and you realize that you have Hey Mem sticking out of the margin. The Hey Mem is derived of the word Abraham has five letters. Three of the five letters are in the margin. Two that are actually not a problem, based on what we just learned from an Aleph, but since the letters Hey Mem constitute a word Bifnei Atzmi in another context, so you shouldn't leave it like that. So you should rewrite Chayse the Chayse. You write the whole word Avram next line. He doesn't say you erase the first Avram that year. You should erase it. Apparently he doesn't seem to be worried about it. Yes, it cannot hold on. He says you leave the word Avram. But just it's puzzle. You shouldn't have things hanging out in the margin. It's sloppy. So I would have thought you should erase the Hey Mem. He doesn't say you have to erase the Hey Mem. He holds that it's not kosher. It's not kosher the way it is. You have to rewrite the whole word on the next line. You leave the first time that you wrote Abraham. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tefillin, they write, if you have a word by mistake written twice, it passes. We assume like the Raman, like yes, it cannot hold on. Not like this Shittim Kubetzes that let out. Now this, the pasuk that the Gemara learns out, Hidur Mitzvah, is the pasuk this of Pesukim? So one pasuk is Zekeli Anvehu Lekeavi Baravimem. So the word the Anvehu is a difficult word. Zekeli Anvehu. What does it mean? So Rashi writes, look in the Tagamunkulis. Tagamun writes, the Anvehu Evnale Beis Magdash. I will build for him a Beis Hamigdash. The Tagamun understood the word Naveh Miloshin Noveh. Naveh means a home. Zekeli, this is my God. There was a Gilish Chinah at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara says Zeh always refers to something that you can point to. You can see it. Zelachem Atame is here. We're going to have it later. Moshe Rabbeinu picked up every animal. This is kosher. This is trade. Zeh Yitnon Kolay Rabkudim. Moshe Rabbeinu showed him what the Machzah Shekel looks like. Zeh always means something you can see. So Zeh Kelim Aveh means that there was a Gilu Shechina. There was a Gilu Shechina. What do you mean Shiv Chalayan? that the Rambam says Shiv Chaliyam means the Jewish women. Those who used to be Avarim, Mishrafas, and Mitzrayim. So even the women, the Rambam said, the women were, the Rambam assumed the women are a lower level, lower madrega than the husbands. That's what the Rambam assumed. The women were on a lower level. Even the women were able to see the Gila Shechina. So it says, Zekeli, they're pointing to the Shechina, Zekeli, the Anveyu, I will build the Beis HaMikdash, the Elosh and Novel. That's one shot. Then the Gemara has another interpretation in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Avlezim Mila. The Anvehu means Anivahu. We will imitate the ways of Hashem. Hashem created us all B'Tzel HaMelekim, and He instructed us to preserve B'Tzel HaMelekim, Halach V'Drochav. That what we say, Anivahu. The Anvehu is Anivahu. We will Mahu Chanon, Afatot Eichanon, Mahu Merakachelim, Afatot Erakachelim. We should imitate the ways of God. The third pshat is Biloshen Noe. It's not the fun of a mitzvah. Zekei v'yameyu, we should beautify, we should make the mitzvahs beautiful. So we usually assume that Zekei v'yameyu is only l'chadchid, it's not yachid v'yameyu. Like the Gemara said, there's a machlech of Yudah Rabbana, but l'lulav tzarcheg and l'lulav ain't tzarcheg. So according to the Tanei, Reb Yudah, l'lulav tzarcheg is ma'akid v'yameyu. And we say, l'lulav ain't tzarcheg, you only need yaged because of Zekei v'yameyu, so it's only l'chadchid, it's not yachid v'yameyu. But nonetheless, the Gemara hasn't gotten. If you're going to have Shem Hashem, Lachi, it's going to be Mexican Minun. The whole Sefer is possibly medieval. So that's a Kasha. Tosfos says to Rashi in the beginning of Lulav HaGolz, and Rashi writes that Lulav HaYovish is possible because they can't have it. The Tosfos says, they can't have it, doesn't possible medieval, it's only Lachatchila. How can Rashi say it's possible medieval? The Tosfos says, no, it's possible medieval because you need Hodor. Even though Hodor only says by pre-Eitz Hodor by the Esrei, but all the four Hukshu Hador, they say, need Hodor and Lulav as well. So Lulav HaYovish is not good because of Psul Hodor, not because of Zekel Hodor. So apparently Rashi holds that sometimes Zekel Hodor is Ma'akev HaYovish. Where did he get it from? So the Achareinim say he got it from the Gemara Gittin. The Gemara says, the guy wrote Shem Hashem in different places and he didn't have a mind to be Mekadosh. He wrote a Sefer Torah. And he wrote Yudkei Vavkei in different places. He didn't have a mind to be Mekadosh. So the Gemara says, have someone write Ksav al Gabi Ksav. Have someone write again. Ink on top of the ink that's already there. So the Gemara says, we wouldn't permit that because the Mexican minimum is going to be blotchy. It's going to be a sloppy mess. So the Gemara says that the apostles even medieval. So that's Shaila, Tosfos Shaila. But Zekel Nadeh is only Mechadchil of Tam Yankib Eliyah. Some Achrenim write, Zekeli, when you're writing Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, then it's Mechadchil of Tam Yankib. Others write, Hidr Mitzvah is not Mechadchil of Tam Yankib. But it looks sloppy, it looks smudgy, it doesn't look nice, then it is Mechadchil of Tam Yankib. If you didn't make it even look fancier than it would have normally looked, but that's not Mechadchil of Tam Yankib. You didn't do the eggets, you didn't do a hidr, you didn't make it fancy, but it looks sloppy, then it is Me'akav Eliyahu. But the Achrenim have such an idea that the Shem Hashem, the writing Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah, if there's a lack of Noye Mitzvah, Hida Mitzvah, the Shem Hashem, there's room to pasul b'di'evet because of that pasul. Zekeli, and the Shem Hashem, Yan Deirut Samyak. So that's the Gemara now has a few opinions. What do you do? Hatoyed B'Shem. He left that Shem Hashem in a pasuk. He wrote the whole pasuk and he left that Shem Hashem. So should you write Shem Hashem Bein Hashitin? Let's say you wrote a pasuk. You wrote the whole Sefer Torah and then realize you're missing a word over here. So you put it Bein Hashitin. You can write it. Don't write it chutz to the margins. Write it in between the psukim within the margin, within the framework of the rectangular shape of the margins. So, is that a violation of Zekeli V'Aveu? No, you mitzvah to have Shem Hashem Bein Hashitin. So that's a machlok in Satanayim here. Or, so the Gemara has one Tana, Atoy B'Shem, he forgot to write Shem Hashem, and he wrote the whole pasuk. So Gora is Mashakosa. He should erase, he's not allowed to erase a pasuk from the Sefer Torah. There's no sasim kain l'Hashem al-kechem, but if you're erasing in order to be machshav in Sefer Torah, then it's not derech hashchasah, then it's mutas. Here, it's not, the first Tana holds, several Tanaim hold, it's not proper to write Shem Hashem to be Tola Bein Hashitin. That's a violation of Zakeh Naveu. You shouldn't do that. You should rather erase some of the words that are written the Heksher and put the Shem Hashem there and put the words that were written properly that you just erased, put those Bein Hashem. Rather do that. So that's the first time. Toi B'Shem, he forgot to write Shem Hashem. Goris Mashukot, let me erase some other words that are there. But Teles Masha Gora, what he just erased, split it bein Hashita, goes to Les Hashem al Mokh Mahagrar, Divra Beauty. Rabbi Yossi Amana, Aftonimus Hashem, rather than write the Shem Hashem on a parchment that you had to scrape off, the parchment has a certain thickness. If you wrote the thing, you're going to have to scrape off part of the Gora, you're going to have to scrape off part of the parchment. So that's to write Shem Hashem ala grar on the erasure. That's a chisor. So better to write ben hashitin. Tell us, he told the Hashem. I've told him Hashem. What's the difference between mochik v'koysev and goros arashik? So gor means you wait until the ink dried, and then in order to erase it, you're going to have to scrape off part of the parchment. So the parchment is going to be thinner over there. Mochik means that the ink didn't dry yet, so you're going to erase it now before it has a chance to seep in. You realize that you left out Shem Hashem, so you're going to erase it. It's going to be a sloppy, it's going to be a smudge, but you'll erase enough that when you write Shem Hashem, you'll be able to read it. So the next Tana, Rabbi Yitzchak says, rather than be Toilas Hashem, the first Tana, Rabbi Yudin. The Rabbi Yudin. And Rabbi Yitzchak is a Tana here. So they both hold not like the middle Tana of Yosef after. They hold you shouldn't be Toilas Hashem, that's not Kvod Hashem, but you can write not only Alagrar, Alageret, Geret, okay. You can write Alamacha Gorsi, even though it's going to be a little smudge. Shem Shizui is the fourth Tana. He's not quoted so often in the Gemara, but the Gemara is going to say whenever we quote the Tana of Shem Shizui, we should always pass on him. Okay. Shem Shizui, Kol Hashem Kula Tolin, Iktos Ein Tolin. He's going to write the whole Yudke Vavke. The whole thing is going to be Ben Hashikim. He agrees with the Tana of Yosi. Can you tell us Hashem? But there's a din. Let's say I wrote Abraham, and then I wrote the rest of the paragraph. Then I realized I left out a letter from the word, I left out the Reish. Or the whatever the hay from Abraham, so you can be told a letter ben hashit. When the Balkori lanes, so he'll be able to read the word with the letter on top. So let's say he wrote Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vavke, and he left out one of the four letters of Yud Kei Vavke. So he said that's not proper to be told Miktzas Man Hashem. That's not proper. If you left out the whole Shem Hashem, you can be told the whole Shem Hashem. Kol Hashem Kula Tolim in ben hashit. But Miktzas, if you left out one letter, you shouldn't be told. Sure. There are already five shittas here. How many shittas are there? A few. Yeah, first Rabbi Yudin, then Rabbi Yossi, then Rabbi Yitzchak, then Rabbi Shem Mishizuri, four shittas. Shimon Alos is said the name Rav Meir, and Kaisle Mes Hashem, he disagrees. You should never write Lal Makam Agered Agrar. If you scraped off part of the parchment, you shouldn't write Shem Hashem. That's a bizoin Hashem. Lal Makam Amachak, not if you erased it when it's wet ink and it's going to be a big smudge. Even though you'll succeed and you'll be able to read it, but still, it's not covered Hashem. They told the Moshe, you shouldn't tell the Ben Hashit. What do you do? Left at the Shem, what do you do? You have to take that whole piece of parchment and put it in the Shem. Is it okay? It's a Yasa. Masalah Kasariya Kula, the Gonza, you put it in the Shem, and you rewrite the whole thing. So there are five different opinions over here. Hadi Paskan Aloha Lamaisa. So the Moshe is going to discuss. It's all based on, they're all different Shitas. Because it was Akedim Adeh, we're machna more in Ksiva Shem Hashem than in Ksiva and the rest of the Sefer Torah. It could be that it's even the other Tzmake, because the Pasuk says Akedim Adeh, but the Shem Hashem the Achrayim have that it's more chomer. Like the Gemara in Gittin, that it's Mechzik and Menumah, it will be Pasul, even the other. So how do we pass on Allah HaMaisa from the five different opinions in the Tanah? Itmar, Rav Hanan, Olam HaRav, Allah HaTolim Es Hashem. He passed like the Tanah. Who is it? Avtolim es Hashem, does he mean like Rabbi Yossi? Avtolim es Hashem, or does he mean like Rabbi Shimon? Like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri? That Kol Hashem Kula Tolim, it's so saying Tolim, I don't know, he doesn't say. But Rav Hanan quotes the name of Rabbi, can be Tolim es Hashem. Rabbi Babacham, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel, Halacha Mochik v'Koseif. Mochik means you can even erase it while it's wet ink, it's going to make a smudge. So each Amara paskins differently. Why do they have to say over what the din is? Why did they just say, I paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Next one should say, I paskin like Rabbi Yitzchok. Say, I paskin like there were different gears, which one of the five Tanaim said what? So you're going to say, I pass like Rav Yitzchak, I pass like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Maybe the other person has a different gerusin, and you'll misunderstand what you're passing. So that's why each one of the Amorim said exactly what they hold. So now the Gemara is going to say this discussion. We always pass like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Amar Rav and Bachina, Amar Rula, Amar Abchanina, Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri in a certain case. We don't know which case he's talking about. But not only do we paskin in a certain case like Rav Shimon Shazuri, we always paskin like him. So the Gemara wants to know, where is the original memra that he said it on? Amar Rav and Bachinina, Amar Rula, Amar Abchanina. Where was the original case? Which Mishnah Brisa did he originally say the din is like Rav Shimon Shazuri in this case, as well as in all other cases? What's the original case? So that's the Gemara Shaila. Where was the original case? If the original case was about this Rav Shimon Shazuri, Kol Hashem Kolot Tulim, Tolim, Mitzos Ein Tolim, he only allows you to be told of the Shem Ben Hashitin, the whole Shem Hashem, but you can't be told of one or two letters of the Shem. So the Gemara says, they don't think so. If he goes, the one we just read, Rav Shimon Shazuri, Kol Hashem Kolot Tolim, Mitzos Ein Tolim, it can be. But if this Amora, what's his name? Rabban Bachinina, name of Ula, name of Chanin, if he's also going on this Rav Shimon Shazuri, they should, when we say in yeshivas, he says like this Tana, he said they should have quoted that he says like that Tana. Why don't we quote that this Amora said also Allah Reb Shem Shazur? So it seems that the original memra that this Amora said the din, Reb Chanina said the din is like Hashem Shazur, didn't go in this case. Must be in some other case. What's the other case? It must go. We're going to run through Shas to see how often is he ever quoted. Not quoted so often. Just three or four cases, the whole thing. So there's a Mishnah in Chulin. There's a din of Ben Pekua. If you shech the cow that's pregnant, so the Uber inside, the Karaites didn't accept the Torah Shabbat Peh. So they made up their own Torah Shabbat. So they made up their own laws. So one of their laws was you're not allowed to shech the pregnant cow. Because it says in the Chumash, Shorvah sa'osu izbeno lo yishchatu b'yayin mechot. If you shech the pregnant cow, you shech the gosu b'yizbeno. It's not true because male cows don't carry babies, only the females. It should have said, osu b'yizbeno. It doesn't say osu. So that's not the pshat in the post, but that's what the Karaites had their own shigas. So the Rambam writes, we don't accept anything from the Karaites. It's permissible. Whoever had a shayla, because it's not based on a Gemara. The Gemara said, well, of course, mutter to shech the pregnant cow. But the Karaim had this bug in their head that you're not allowed to shech the pregnant cow because it's a violation. So the Rambam says, nuchal shchita, mutter to shech the samu beres, uba yerechima. Sure. So it's mutter. So the din is when atar if you shech behemum uberes, so the Uber, even if the Uber is jumping around and it lives for another 10 years, the Uber doesn't ishchit. Even if it dies a natural death later on, it's muta b'shchit. Because muta b'shchit asima, it already had the shchit on the mother. If the Uber was in the middle, it was in the process of being born, and it stuck out the leg, and then you shech the mother. Then the whole Uber inside is mut, and the leg that was sticking out is osa. But if the whole Uber was inside, then the whole Uber is muta b'shchita sima. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. Is there a din with the rabbanim mishum arisayin that ben pekuah need shchita? So we paskin if hifis agabi karka, if the Uber came out and it's walking on its own 4 feet, then with the rabbanim mishum arisayin you have to shech the Uber. Shemishazui disagreed, said there is no marisayim in the rabbanim. Afilo ben chameshanim, even if the behemah, the Uber, is 5 years old already, the choresh basadeh, and you're using it to do real hard work, shchitasim emetarosa, there isn't even a din in the rabbanim, there's no din even in the rabbanim that you need shchita on a bempur. We don't paskin like that. We paskin. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, maybe that's the original memra. Maybe that's the original Shimon Shazuri that this last Amora said. Who was the last one? Rav and Bachinan, the name of Abu, the name of Rav Chanina. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Shizuri. In this case, what case? Maybe ben pekua, but lo yoid. Not only ben pekua, el kamak mishana Rav Shimon Shizuri. He always passed like him. So what was the original case? So he thought maybe it's the case of ben pekua. The Gemara said they don't think that's correct. It's my law. Om aziri, om abchanin halachik Rav Shimon Shizuri. He quoted Amoraim said the din is like Rav Shimon Shizuri. The imisa, and if it's true that this amora. Rav and Bachinen, they quote the name of Ula, the name of Rav Chanina. So they should have quoted it together with the other one. Just like he says, Allah Ham Shem Shem. So it seems that that's not the original member. So it must be on a different case. There is a we paskal halacha that you do need shechita by Ben Pekua. That there is a din amar sign. In fact, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says when you shecht the Ben Pekua, you say a bracha. Shekirishan, whenever you shecht an animal, the shechit always says a bracha. Shekirishan, the mitzvah of tzivano, ala shechita. And Hilchas Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a din for the Gemara in Perek Lamed Mavlikin that you have to light Chanukah al Pesach Besami Bachutz. So what if a person has an apartment that has windows on both sides? The people walk on one street and see through the windows over there. People walk on the other street on the other side of the house can see the windows over there. So if he's only going to light the Chanukah menorah on one side or the other, then there's an issue of Marisan. The people walk on the other street may think that he's not being the kind of mitzvah. Because in the days of the Gemara, they used to light on Pesach Pesami Bachutz. Today, nobody sees. Today, everybody's madlik mibishnim. But in the days of the Gemara, the Ika Mitzvah Sadlaka was to be madlik mibachutz. They're only going to be madlik on one street or the other street. The people on the other street will think that he's not fulfilling the Mitzvah. So there's a din mit shum arisan, you have to light on both. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, it's Chanukah quotes, but you don't say a bracha when you light the second of love. You don't say a bracha when you light the first one. Second one is Mishum Arisayin. Mishum Arisayin is you shouldn't violate, just like you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara against somebody else, you're not allowed to cause Lashon Hara against yourself. You do not own your own reputation. You have no right to ruin your own reputation. So if I'm not going to light Neres Chanukah on the other side, I will cause people to be Choshed Bikshay, and people are going to think that I ignore the mitzvah, I don't fulfill the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. So that's like saying Lashon Hara, causing Lashon Hara against yourself. They tell a famous story about the Chafetz Chaim. There was once going on a train, and they used to have compartments. So there was another Jew in the same cabin where he was, the same compartment. So they started a conversation. So he says, where were you traveling? He says, traveling to Radin. He lives in Radin. Ooh, you live in Radin. You know, the holy tzaddik, the Chafetz Chaim. So what's he going to say? That's me. So he was embarrassed. So he said, yeah, he knows the Chafetz Chaim. So he said, tell me over some tzidkes, some chassidim, some chumras. So he was toning everything down. Everything the guy was asking, he was knocking everything down. So the guy said, yeah, shegit, you're mevazeh l'chafetz chaim. So he didn't know how to creep out of it. He didn't know what to do. So when the train arrived, then Radin, he ran home. He didn't know how to get out of this. So then that day, he went to Dali Mincha Maravin Shul in the yeshiva. He lived down the block from the yeshiva. So the one who was on the train with him also came to daven shul. So he sees that this man on the train goes and he davens all the way up in the front. So he realized that was the Chafetz Chaim. So he realized that he had insulted him on the train. He screamed at him. He walked over and he apologized. He said, I didn't realize that you were the Chafetz Chaim. I apologize for insulting you. So he said, no, it's all my fault. I wrote so much about Lashon Hara and I forgot to write such an obvious thing. You're not allowed to say Lashon Hara against yourself either. Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, that's an elementary din, that's not a chiddush, that's a din of marasayin. You're not allowed to do something that will cause people to think that you're doing an avera, that you're not doing a mitzvah. You're not good balabas on your own reputation. You have no right to ruin your own reputation. So, it's an avera. It's an avera, but you only say a bracha when you do a mitzvah. That's you're going to eat kosher food. So you should say a bracha, bari minim zaynus on the spaghetti, whatever they're going to give for lunch. Then you're going to say, Asher kisham tazan, shalom lechem macholos asuris. You're going to shave with an electric shaver, so you're going to say a bracha, Asher kisham tazan, shalom lechem betar. You don't say a bracha when you're about to do something to avoid violation of an aver. You only say a bracha when you're about to fulfill the mitzvah saseh. So the Ramah says, when you light, Ramah quotes the Ran in Shabbat, when you light the extra menorah, you don't say a bracha because that's not a mitzvah. Barisayin is an avera. You're not allowed to do something that will cause, that's like talking Lashon Hara against it. You're not allowed to do the avera of Barisayin. But when you light the menorah to avoid violation of the avera, you don't say a bracha. So that's the kasha that the Achrayim ask on the Shulchan Aruch. I think the Chodesh talks about it. Others talk about it. How come by Chanukah the Ramah says that you don't say bracha on Amar Sayin by shechting a ben pekua? If hifis agavi karka, the Mishnah says if the ben pekua after the mother was nishchato, the ben pekua jumps out of the mother's body and he's running around and he's 5 years old. I feel ben chamishanim. And then you shech them. So it says you do say a bracha on the shechita. Why do you say a bracha? It's only mishum marasayin. Shouldn't say a bracha. So that's a whole discussion. Is it really a stira? And if you hold one, you can't hold the other. Or maybe the different kinds of marasayins. So that's a discussion. The commentaries have on Shulchan. So the Gemara said they don't think that the original member of this Rav Chanina, he said the din is like this Rav Shimon Shizuri and every other case also. They don't think the original memra was over here by Ben Pekua, because they would have quoted him, this Rav Chanina, they would have quoted him together with the other one, Sarah HaKashem Shizuri. So what is the original? So they must say, Elo Aho, must be the father of Rav Shimon Shizuri. The din is that a man wants to divorce his wife, so he writes a get, or he has a sefer write a get, and he gives a get to the wife. Or he points a shlech, and the shlech gives a get to the wife. But he has to say, Ksov get lishti. He has to authorize the sefer to write the get. He has to authorize someone to be the shliach to deliver the get to the wife. So what if he just says he's about to leave, he's going on a trip, got about to board the plane to go to Indonesia for a couple of years, and doing research on the Avodah Zarah in Indonesia, and he says, he has some Jewish people, he says, write a get for my wife. Goodbye, see you in another 5 years. So what did he mean, Ksov get lishti? Means write a get? But don't give it? Or did he mean write a get and give the get? So it's unclear. So the Gemara tells you the whole development of the halacha. But Rishonu Hayomim, the original psak used to be in the earlier generations. Hayotze b'koilor. They used to arrest people, so they put a collar around his neck. Then you put him in handcuffs. So they used to put, instead of handcuffs, they put a collar. Hayotze b'koilor of the police, the Romans arrested him. And they're going to throw him in a dungeon somewhere. No one's going to know where he is. And they die from starvation in the dungeon. He says, Ksov get li ishti, write a get for my wife. So what did he mean, write a get? And on someday I'll give the get. No, it means Ksov get li ishti, give a get to my wife. Even though he didn't say that, it's self-understood. Those who hear him, it's self-understood. He meant kisva tnu get li ishti. Didn't only mean so. So originally they only said if the Roman armies arrest you and they put you in a collar, they're going to throw you in a dungeon. That's what he meant. Kiss will get lishti and give it. I really yichtav of you. But that's all. Only chazru loimar. Then in later generation they changed the psak. This afam mafarish vayetzav b'shar. This guy, he's not arrested by the Roman. No one's going to throw him in a dungeon. He says he's going to Indonesia for the next 5 years to do research. He says, write a get for my wife. When you write a get? He's not going to be here to give the get. Why should they write a get? So it means kisva tnu get liishti. Not only in the case when they're going to kill him, because he may be in a dungeon, he's going to die from starvation, even if he's leaving on his own volition. Chazru loimar, they changed the psak in the next generation. Even if he's going on a long trip. Farish means I'm a farish bayam, is going on a boat trip for years. Bayotz of Shayyar is going on the dry land. Shemish is a yamer. Afam is sukan, if he's about to die, he's holding by the end. He says, Kisru get lishti. He only meant Kisru, he meant give a get quickly to my wife. Why does he need a get? He's about to die. So the answer is, if he doesn't have any children, the wife is going to need chalitza. But if he gives her get, then she doesn't need chalitza. Now, let's say he knows he has a brother who's a miserable person, and the brother's not going to agree to do chalitza. Or he has a brother who's in Russia behind the Iron Curtain, and she won't be able to go for years. There were Jews who lived in America or in Eretz Yisrael, and the brothers were stuck behind the Iron Curtain in Russia, and they couldn't. If a man would die leaving no children, the wife would be an aguna for the rest of her life. She can't get married because she can't do chalitza. You can't make a shlech for chalitza. Neither the yavam can make a shlech nor the yavama. Chalitza has to be done in person. So that's what motivates people sometimes on their deathbed. They want to give a get because they love their wives. In the Chumash, it describes giving a get to Sneha Hu Yisha'ar. It says the husband doesn't like the wife and he gives a get. Here the Mishnah is talking about people giving a get because they love their wife. They don't want the wife to be skukali yavam, because the yavam lives behind the iron curtain, or the yavam is a miserable guy, he won't agree to do the chalitza, or the yavam is going to charge money for the chalitza. So in the Tanoim talk about giving a get me'ahavas ishtam. In the days of the Achrayim, this was a big machlokes. So some Achrayim came up with this idea, which is absolutely incorrect, that a get is only kosher if he gave it a sneah hu yishach, a get misina, but a get that was given the yava is possible. So it says it's against all the Mishnahs. It's a fairish of Mishnahs. The people give a get because they love their wives. Or another case, let's say, he has children, the wife is not going to need chalitza, but she's going to have to sin shiva shloshim. So he wants to say that's usually not the case. He loves his wife, he doesn't want to have to sit shiva. He gives his wife a get so she doesn't have to sit shiva. That's a problem though. Let's say the husband and the wife are together and he wants to give his wife a get so she shouldn't eat chalitza, then it's got to be an isa yichud, so she can't stay with him in the same room because they're not married. It's a yichud penuyah. So the Mishnah talks about that. The husband gives a get to his wife. He says, "Harei zegitach sha'achas kaidem isasa." The get should be chal an hour before I die. So there's no issa yichud till we don't know when he's going to die. And when he dies, it turns out that the get was chal an hour before he died. An hour, mistama the rabbi. When he's about to die, mistama there'll be other people there, and there was no violation of yichud. So the Mishnah, we paskan that that's not a valid get. If you give a get, and you want the get to be chal sha'achas kaidem isasa, we call that a problem. That's in Brera. At the time the get is being chal, you don't know that it's shah. You don't know till later, after he dies, at 2 o'clock, you realize that the get was chal at 1 o'clock. But at 1 o'clock, you didn't know the get is being chal. So that's called in Brera. We paskin, but there's a big machlek in Satanaim, but the yesh Brera, in Brera. So we paskin the different opinions, how we paskin, three opinions. We pass with respect to dinim deraisa embrer, with respect to dinim derabbanon yesh ber. So get is a din deraisa. We pass an embrer bid deraisa. You can't say that the get was chal at 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, we realize that get was chal was one. At 1 o'clock, we didn't realize get is being chal. So we say it's not chal. So that's not valid. So we say harezi get chshach is kari misosri. That's not acceptable. It'll be embrer. So that's not a problem. It's a couple. The husband is holding by the end, and his wife is going to need chalitza. He wants to spare her. He doesn't have any children, no grandchildren. He wants to spare her from the chalitza. It's going to be an ordeal. He wants to give her a get me'ahato. So, and then there's going to be an issa yichud. So that's going to be a problem. How are you going to take care of that? So the Gemara said, again, getting back again. So they quoted this Amara, we pass like Rav Shimon Shizuri on this case. We don't know what this case is. And not only this case, all other cases also. The Gemara said, they think maybe it's that case. Rav Shimon Shizuri said, Afa Masukha, man is about to die. He says, Kisvu get lishni. He didn't mean right to get, then I'll give it. I mean, Kisvu tenu, he's holding by the end. He may not have koyach to give it again. So he meant Kisvu tenu. But you see, over the generations, the psak changed. A lot of times there's a din that changed. In the earlier generation, they only said, "Yetzer b'koiler." If the Roman police are taking him away, they're going to throw him in a dungeon. So then he's omer vuhal. He's all confused. So when he says kisru, he meant kisru tenu. And then a later generation said, "Even on a farsh ayetzer b'shayar." I gave the example about going to Indonesia. My father used to be a Masagit. So there was once a professor who was going to Indonesia for a couple of years. And he had to give his wife a get because she said, what kind of marriage is this? He's going for his research, for his sociological research in Indonesia. So my father had to chase after the guy to the airport. He had to bring a safe friend to aid him to the airport. The guy wasn't observant. He wasn't so interested in getting a get. But the wife insisted she wanted a get. So the husband had to authorize the safe friend to write the get in the airport. And then he made a shlich, and the shlich delivered it to the wife. All kinds of crazy stories. So the original Shimon Shizuri may be that one. Inam Yahot, maybe the original Shimon Shizuri is the following case. What is Demai? Demai is, in the days of the Baisheni, they had an institution of Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz is a person who is not so careful about how fresh his trumas and maisus, or he's not so careful about educating his children with the Torah education, or he's not so careful about, it doesn't mean Am Haaretz one is not learning, he's not so medactic and mitzvahs. That means a person is not always careful about reciting Kriya Shema, doesn't always wear tefillin. They said the Taran, they wear tefillin all day long. So this Amar, it's a guy, is not some didactic in it. So basically, the Gemara says they did research, they took a poll. Ruba the Ruba of the Amiharits were Mafrish Chumas and Isis. But there was a minority of them who were not Mafrish Maestris. Truma, they were all, they weren't going to mess around with Truma. Because the din is that a Zar Shochal Truma is Misa B'dei Shamayim. That they all knew from Mishnah. Zar Shochal Truma is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So Tevel, a Truma was not removed from, is also Misa B'dei Shamayim. So they thought Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim because it has Truma in it. And we are not Kohanim. So just like one who eats Truma is Misa B'dei Shamayim. One who eats Tevel is Truma Psicha Be. The Truma is blended in there, mixed in. But once you take out the Truma, and they didn't take out Maaser Rishon goes to the Levim. Why do you have to support the Levim? Because they're sitting and learning in the Kollel. The Levim are supposed to be the international Kollel of Klal Yisrael. Yoreh Mishpatecha Le'ayim Mishpatecha Yisrael. The Kohanim and the Levim are supposed to be learning. So the Amorit says, I should support a Kollel. I'm not interested. So the Kohanim, he knows not to mess around with Truma, because the Zar Shachal Truma is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So he does want to eat Tevel HaTovel with Truma G'dolah, because that's also Misa B'dei Shamayim. But the Maaser Rishon, Maaser Rishon is a Gezel. Well, if you don't give the Maaser Rishon to the lady, it's Gezel. He doesn't hold from the Kollel. He's not going to support the Levim. So that's what the Gemara says. The Amiharits, some of them were Hashurim not to be Mafrish Maasers. Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Rani. But none of them, hardly anybody was choshed not to be Mafrish Truma. So if you buy Tevel, if you buy Peiris Eretz Yisrael from an Amoritz, and he swears on a stack of Bibles that he was Mafrish everything, so Midirabbanan, they made a din towards the end of the Tufas by Hashem, they made a din, Amoritz is not to be believed, even though he's swearing that it's true. You don't believe, you don't trust the Amoritz. You assume that he was Mafrish Truma, because they were all careful about Truma. You don't trust him on the Maaser Rishon or the Maestris. But it's Rav Amar, it's our Maestris. It's a Chumrah. Melechatchil is a Chumrah Midrabban. That's why there's Machlok, it's Bisham and Misil. We pass like Misil, that Aniyim are permitted to eat Demai. Not allowed to eat Tevel, but Demai is a Chumrah Midrabban. Why is it a Chumrah? Because Menatora, number one, Erechanem and Bisur. And number two, even if the Erecha doesn't say a word, Rav Amar, it's Maestris. The right word is that it's Lahokim. The whole thing was a chumrah midrabbanan. But let's say it's on Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to be mafrish maestris. So I have some demai, and I'm not allowed to be mafrish it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if I yes the amoritz on Shabbos, will you mafrish maestris? And he tells me he was. You can trust them on Shabbos because the amoritz aim a Shabbos olav. They're afraid to tell a lie on Shabbos. They're afraid to tell a lie on Shabbos. So you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. What's left over after Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat. This kula that you trust Amoritz, what he says on Shabbos, I was mafrish, Tumas Amayim. If he swears on a Bible on the weekdays, you don't trust him. But on Shabbos, even if he doesn't swear, if he says there is mafrish and you have nothing else to eat, then we allow you to eat on Shabbos. Once Shabbos is over, you no longer have that kula. So here is a new shayla. What if you have demai? Truma, you don't have to be mafrish, because all the Amoritz were mafrish Truma. But Maaser Rishon, you have to be mafrish. So when you give the Maaser Rishon to the lady has to take out Maaser Min HaMaaser, one tenth, that's 1% of everything, and give it to the Kohen. That's called Maaser Min HaMaaser. It's called Trumas Maaser. That has the same thing as Truma. Well, the exact same thing as Truma. The Mishnah has, there are five things that have exactly the same thing: Chala, Bikurim, Maaser Min HaMaaser, and Truma. They're all considered Truma. So in order for a non-Kohen to get Malkus for eating Truma, a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. So he has to eat a Kazayis. So what if he eats a quarter of a Kazayis of Chala, a quarter of a Kazayis of Bikurim, a quarter of a Kazayis of Truma, a quarter of a Kazayis of Maisam and Amaisam? The Mishnah says in Maseches Me'ilah, it's all Mitzvah from Yachad, because it's all Shem Echad. It's all a Shem Truma. It's all called Truma. So what's the din? I got some Demai, and I wasn't Mafish. I was mafrish. I was mafrish Maaser Rishon. I gave it to the lady. Then the lady is mafrish Maaser Min HaMaaser. It has the exact same din as truma. So truma that falls into chulin with the rabbanon, there's a chumah. You have to have meyer. It's not batel b'rayv. It's not batel b'shishim. With the rabbanon, there's a din. Tosfos proves in Gemara. It's not a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'rabbanon. You have to have meyer 100 units of chulin to be mevatel the 1 unit of truma. So if you have trumas Maaser, that's also a dinikin truma. What a chumas maisa shal demai is 1%. Shechazer lemkayma. Accidentally, it fell back into the whole mixture. So you only have 99 to 1. You don't have 100 to 1. So with the rabbanan, it's not butler. So what do you do? So you're in a pickle. So Shimush is zuri yaimer. Not only on Shabbos can you trust Amoritz, because Eim Shabbos Olav, the Amoritz is allowed to, is afraid to tell a lie on Shabbos. I feel it b'chol, even if it's on the weekdays. The din is shalom, v'ochlo al piv. You're talking about demai. The whole demai is a chum in the first place. Even on niyam not permitted to eat demai. You're talking shumas ma'aser shal demai. You have 99 to 1. The whole thing is been the rabbanan that you need 100. You have 99 to 1. That's not enough. You have a chumra on top of a chumra. So Reb Shimon Shizuri says, even if it's a weekday, and you can't say Eim Shabbos, in this case we're Mekel. So maybe that's the original Reb Shimon Shizuri that this Amori said, Halach Reb Shimon Shizuri. In every other case where they quote Reb Shimon Shizuri, we always pass on like Kishim. Okay, you better stop here. Ooh, it's quarter to 1. Okay.